Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Affy and Gigi.
Sending out good vibrations to everyone.
Peace and love. Let's get into it. So today we're going to be talking about dating in your 20s.
Yes, I know there's a lot of relatable stories.
I know I have relatable stories.
So now just getting into our first topic. Gigi, what are you looking for in a man?
Wait, what am I looking for?
Yes, what are you looking for in a guy?
So I would say humor. Humor is really important because if a guy's not funny to me, then I can't be with him because I'm funny. I like to consider myself a really funny person.
Yeah.
So the guy that I date has to match my vibrations.
Yeah.
He has to be picking up what I'm sending out. And if we don't correlate together, I mean, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, I love humor. I feel like with humor, that's how you really get to know somebody. That's how, like, you break the ice, you know what I'm saying?
That, and I feel like looks aren't everything, and you're gonna be lying if you say that looks aren't everything, but I'm not kissing nobody who looks like Shrek, okay? So my guy has to be, you know, average or cute. You know, I like to personally date average cute guys because I feel like, I don't want a guy where bitches want, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because then the cuter the guy, the more the problems, like with the social media and I know so much about your boyfriend, and I'm not trying to be a part of that. It is 2019.
And also, you can also get to really know somebody and then start developing, like, attraction and then sexual attraction. Attraction doesn't have to start right away. It doesn't have to be necessarily physical. You can attract to a person's personality, a person's sense of humor, and then it develops from there. That could also happen. That's happened to me sometimes.
I see what you're saying, but I still can't date nobody who looks like Shrek.
Yeah, no, agreed. I'm just saying, no ogres.
No ogres. You still gotta kiss the person you're talking to.
I remember in high school, they used to say, it looks like this.
Insert picture here.
My nose, I'm still cute, though. Whatever.
Another funny thing is, I remember when I was dating this one guy, I'm not gonna say no names, but the craziest lie he's ever told to me to kind of avoid going on to the movies. He made this grand scheme basically saying that he went to Atlanta, Georgia to go to because supposedly his uncle ran over his grandfather in the driveway. And the whole issue of the uncle running over the grandfather was because it was about drugs. So I was like, all this because you don't want to go to the movies? Like, just say you don't want to go. But I just thought it was crazy that he just made up this grand old scheme just to go out, just to kind of get out of going to the movies. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
I don't like lies at all. And I feel like lately, men with their lies, they don't even put effort into the lies no more. They tell the most dumbest stories. And I don't even mean men also. It's females out here. We all ain't shit.
What's the craziest lie you ever been told?
The craziest lie I've ever been told was from this guy. He wanted to see me, and then he told me to hurry up. That's what he texted me. And then I was throwing on some clothes, and then right before I was headed out, he had said, never mind, because his dog had got bit by another dog, his roommate's dog.
And what happened after that?
Oh my gosh. And I don't know, that it just sounded like a lie. So what happened after that? What, you know how when someone, they lie, they just give you too much information, try to make you believe the lie. Because they know you do not believe it. So afterwards, he told me that story. He hit me with a, man, I think you're going to think I'm lying because you always think I'm lying. But to myself, I was thinking, because you literally always lie, and right now we both know you lying. Yeah. So
maybe trying to make you believe that lie, boy. They're like, no, for real. And this happened, and that happened. Like, chill.
They'd be too dramatic with the lies. I feel like females should get together and create a book titled The Lies These Guys Tell.
Lies
and, like, tell
men
their
tell.
Story, yeah, and their stories of the worst lies they ever received from men.
Oh, that would be a number. Oh, that would be a banger. It would be so dope.
I'm on to something.
You were on to something on that one, Affy. Yes. All right. What else? I think the deal breaker for me.
Let's get into the deal breakers. Yeah. What are your? Well, let me get into what I'm looking for in a man, because let me go back to that, because we did not touch base there.
Okay. So what are you looking for?
What I'm looking for in a man is obviously a sense of humor. I'm also looking for it in. Someone who's not emotionally unavailable.
That's a big one.
That is a huge big one. You need to emotionally support one another. Yeah.
One can't be emotionally invested and the other one not be, because then it won't work. I feel like both partners should definitely be equally
one that doesn't want their partner to be codependent on them. One that doesn't mind someone, their female, to be independent.
Yeah, that's because we like to go out and, you know, throw some ass every now and then.
I want to be my own person. You said
throw some ass, because, you know.
Like a stupid baby.
So I don't need anybody blowing my phone, because I want to go out to throw some ass. Like,
and
that's 2019.
Yeah, and also one that does not mind having the most craziest, dumbest conversations, like conspiracies and, like, theories and stuff like that. But moving on to these deal breakers, though, Gigi, what are some of your deal breakers?
I am a sucker for guys that are tall. I think that's just sexy to me, like, cause I'm 5'7", okay? So in heels, your girl's looking at about 5'10", 5'11", okay? I'm tall. So I would want my guy to be, you know, tall, cause I don't want to be taller than my guy. I know that's kind of, I don't know, sexist or whatever, but I want a guy that's tall. That's honestly a deal breaker for
me. So a deal breaker for you would be a short guy. That's basically what you're saying. That's your deal breaker.
No.
Deal breaker. That's your deal breaker.
No, wait.
Deal breaker short. You're done. You better
don't make me sound like
you
a bitch.
You better smooth that up real quick.
Okay, you know, personality. Let me. Personality.
Yes.
Okay, personality.
Arrogant.
Man. And arrogant.
Alright,
you can be sure you're done. You're done, bro. Don't try.
Alright, what's it called? A hubris man. Or a man that just thinks he's above everybody. That is a huge deal breaker and a huge turn off. I know some females like that, but it's not my thing. Are you still on the last?
Yeah.
You still on the last conversation?
Oh, God.
You're like, you're probably thinking, oh, okay, how am I going to turn this around? But what is another huge deal break? Oh, hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hygiene. My gosh. I cannot stress that enough.
Right. You can't have nobody funky.
I cannot believe how some people do not know that their breath is funky.
It's dang. Another one, I would say the ones that I wouldn't go for, I can spot a liar from a mile away. I can spot, I can smell bullshit.
Amazing liar radar.
Right. We are women. We have natural inbuilt lie detector tests.
Yo, we have that.
We have that bullshit,
and sometimes
bullshit.
We totally go against our intuition.
Oh, yeah, that's me. About 90.
That's me. That's all my decisions. 90%
of the time.
Go against my intuition.
But, like, I think he's cheating. I'm going to still talk to him because he hasn't gave me the signs.
I know, right? you try to think of all the good qualities, mm-hmm. all the good qualities outweigh the bad. It could be only one good quality in him, and you try to get that to outweigh the 20 bad qualities.
And then you find yourself
that
in
that one good quality is that he's clean.
He's good to go. He's the one.
He's clean. He's the one. You avoid.
You avoid it. Avoid it. Red alert.
Oh, man. We got to stop.
Anyhow. Red flag. But obviously, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Yes. What is going to be your plans?
So, what I think what we were trying to do is, you know, since we've some single people, not because single people.
single we don't cuss strong, on here.
Single, strong, independent, black. I don't need no man. Women. We are going to treat ourselves to a little trip. We have yet decided, and I know we need to get up on it because that's coming up soon, and we will. And by getting up on it soon, I'll say it will probably take another 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to treat ourselves and go somewhere and just, you know, wine and dine. Tricking if you got it. I am my own snack. I am my own
Valentine's Day.
I am my own
Valentine's Day.
I am my own gift sent from above.
Yes. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
But all right, guys, we want to say thank you so much for tuning in.
And on our first episode, this has been Afi and Gigi. Thank you if you're still listening, and if you're not, oh well.
Okay, bye.